For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Prison inmates and workers don't get much of a choice about social distancing, and the very fact that they're confined in exactly the kind of petri dish that the coronavirus thrives in could, theoretically, be the making of a catastrophe. But so far, South Carolina's correctional system has managed to skirt the high infection rates plaguing states like Ohio and Mississippi. Brian Sterling, director of the South Carolina Department of Corrections.
There's three staff members at Kirkland who have tested positive for the coronavirus. Overall, we've had 35 folks test positive.
For perspective, the SCDC employs about 5,000 people and oversees about 17,800 inmates. 23 inmates have been tested for the coronavirus. One, a 69-year-old man at Kirkland Correctional with pre-existing health conditions, has tested positive. As of this report, he's in the hospital. SCDC has also had one death, a guard at Lee Correctional. His family has requested that he not be further identified.
He did pass from COVID. Not sure if he got it at Lee or not. I don't think so, but we'll find out later, I think, once the tracing is done.
The tracing Sterling just mentioned is contact tracing, a kind of reverse engineering process that follows the steps back towards where a person with COVID-19 most likely came into contact with it. So far, contact tracing has swiftly led to the world outside of the prisons. The only way for the coronavirus to find its way inside, in other words, would be if someone who worked at a facility brought it in. But the protocols to get inside are so strict that the director himself has to go through a screening process every time he shows up for work.
I fill out a form around anybody that's tested positive. Have I traveled to any hot spots? Do I feel sick? Things of that nature. And then my temperature is taken, and I sign a form, and I am let in if I don't have a temperature. We do that at every institution.
Inside the prisons, inmates are largely self-isolated, and there's a lot of attention paid to cleanliness.
We clean every 2 hours, common areas, doorknobs, handrails. The inmates clean their cells and things of that nature. We've given the folks that are incarcerated two masks. They can wash one and wear one, and we're requiring them to wear the masks if they're out unless they have an underlying condition. You know, obviously work with them if that inhibits their breathing in any way.
Sterling says the inmates are handling the situation pretty well. Other than the masks and the cleaning, the days have not really changed that much for them. And ironic as it might sound, the very thing that puts these inmates at risk for an outbreak, their sequestration from the outside world, is the very thing keeping them safe. Also ironic, the fear about what trouble the coronavirus might cause inside of a prison is, like the disease itself, largely coming from the outside. SCDC spokeswoman Christy Shane says the department fields regular calls from inmates' families wanting to know more about what's happening on the other side of those walls. Sterling says he'd like families to know that the department is worried about the inmates, too.
It's perfectly understandable why people would be concerned, but we are doing everything we can to mitigate that, and family members should know that we are doing literally everything we can to try to keep their loved ones that are incarcerated safe and keep our own employees safe.
Some groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, argue that the best way to keep higher-risk inmates with less time left on their sentences safe would be to release them. The ACLU recently sent a letter to Governor Henry McMaster's office asking for early release for some inmates. But whether that would work or not, it can't happen in South Carolina.
The governor only has authority to commute a death sentence to life. That's all the law allows.
Sterling says one thing that is helping is that police agencies and courts are sending fewer inmates to jail right now. What was a flow of 40 or 50 new prisoners brought in per day has slowed to a handful. New inmates are being processed at only two facilities before they are allowed into the general population, men at Kirkland Correctional and women at Camille Correctional. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.